I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, and this is what I call From Russia with Love and 88 Keys. Every 4 years, some of the greatest young classical musicians gather in Moscow for the International Tchaikovsky Competition. It started in the Soviet Union in 1958. It was the height of the Cold War, and famously, the first winner was an American, Van Cliburn. Back then, the competition was a quiet affair. This year, it was almost a reality show, televised around the globe live and in high def, millions tuning in, and many viewers took to social media to rate the performances. Even Vladimir Putin took part, speaking at today's gala concert featuring the winners of the competition. Here to talk about the International Tchaikovsky Competition is our colleague from down the hall, Kathy Fuller, midday host at WGBH's Classical Station. Kathy, before we get to the winners, when we talk about this competition, we got to say it is really Russian, isn't it?
That's for sure, yeah. And you know, the Russian school, as they call it, is a whole way of thinking about how to train a young person, a child, and immerse them into the world of piano playing. And while there isn't really a Russian way of playing, the Russian culture and the Russian school has been such a part of Russia for so long that it makes good sense that they would give birth to a competition like this.
Does this get a lot of attention in Moscow? Do a lot of people follow what's going on with the competition?
Oh, yes. I think there are those who live really for the competition, as they do in Texas for the Van Cliburn competition. One of the things about competition, it's kind of a contradiction in terms. We love personalities. It's a parade. And we're talking about 10 million views now, thanks to Medici
Wow.
TV. And I think it's important to keep it in your pocket, not to forget that really the greatest artists who are playing the greatest music are the artists who disappear, just like a great Hamlet disappears. He becomes Hamlet. Well, the great young artist needs to become Beethoven or Tchaikovsky in a very big way.
Well, let's illustrate that with some examples from this year's competition. The first prize in piano went to a Russian, Dmitry Maslyeyev, and this is from one of his performances. Can you name this work when I ask?
Yeah, this is the sonata called Les Adieux, The Farewells. Very unusual for Beethoven. The players had to play a sonata from the classical period, including Beethoven. And this is the one that he chose.
Yeah, so what are the judges listening for in this piece of Beethoven? You talk about the performer disappearing into the work of Beethoven.
Well, in this case, here's Beethoven, joyous and full of a kind of almost giddy gleefulness at the end of the piece. All of that needs to come through. The emotions of the work need to come through. Now, there are many ways. You could be a pianist and decide that something is sad and sentimental, and you could play it in a kind of cozy, sad way that feels plush and wonderful. Another pianist could come along, play the same music, and it's no longer sad and sentimental and plush. It's suddenly hollow and empty and kind of devastating. That's two people playing the same music, but in a different way.
Who are the judges? Are they mostly Russian?
5 out of the 12 in this year's competition are actually Russian. And actually, the man who for, I think, about 20 years was in charge of the Van Cliburn competition has come over to the Tchaikovsky competition to sort of, as they say, clean it up. Because it's been stained a little
bit. And is he American?
Yes, Richard Rodzinski. And he's decided, no, we can't have teachers doing this anymore, because there have been a lot of rumors and a lot of problems with teachers sort of bending the rules. Perhaps he wants great players making good decisions about young people who will go on to sort of communicate great messages.
So George Lee, a 19-year-old pianist from Boston, tied for second place. Let's hear him a little from his performance of Beethoven's Sonata 32 in C minor, Opus 111.
And one of the most difficult, far-reaching, modern pieces that Beethoven ever put to paper.
And how did he do?
He did it beautifully. Poetic, full spectrum, I like to say. He goes from the very softest to the very fullest kind of sound in an intelligent way.
So it's becoming much more, as you say, an international competition. But are there still kind of discernible national styles that pop out during the Tchaikovsky competition?
Well, I think that's happening less and less. It's a really good question, you know. I once asked a Russian pianist who was in our studio, so can you tell when it's a Russian pianist when you hear one? He says, oh, unfortunately, yes, I can. I think there's a kind of strength inherent in the Russian style of playing. Russians are strong of character. They are strong of sort of id. They have strong personalities. And they are encouraged to bring their personality to bear in a piece. That isn't always the best way to go. They're also very strong-fingered, strong technique. But it's melting. The world is melting, as you know. Mm. The world is becoming a kind of one place in many ways. It's a vastly different world than it used to be.
So how tied is the Tchaikovsky competition to just the hyper-nationalism that's been kind of pushed by Vladimir Putin over the last few years?
That's very hard to say. And I think if I went in any direction on that, I'd probably be wrong or right. I think it shouldn't be. I think the only thing that a competition should represent is the importance of the artist in a society. What happened when Van Cliburn won was amazing. It was the height of the Cold War. He fell in love with the Russians. The Russians fell in love with him. He was like an olive branch at that point. But that isn't the reason you have a competition. The reason that you have a competition is to find someone who can communicate beyond nationalism and directly into the hearts and the imaginations of the people. And that's not easy to find.
Well, Kathy Fuller, let's end with one of the performances that earned Dmitry Maslyayev first prize at the International Tchaikovsky Competition. This is Sergei Prokofiev's Piano Concerto 3 in C Major, Opus 26. Kathy Fuller is host of WGBH's Classics in the Morning. Kathy, great of you to be here. Thank
Marco,
you.
Marco, so nice to see you. Thanks.
I'm Marco Werman, and that is it for the world today. I'll be back tomorrow here in the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. Thank you for tuning in.